New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now, get two snack wraps, plus fries, and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Yesterday was Earth Day, and there's been so much talk about the pollution getting better with the lockdown. Our question is, why? It's Ann on Raven. Ed Avel is a professor at USC, and he's an expert in respiratory health, air pollution, and the public health impacts of traffic. So, Ed, this has to be a really interesting time for you to be able to observe what's going on with pollution, being an expert in respiratory health and air pollution, how they kind of correlate to each other and how everyone is inside. How has that affected the overall pollution that we've become so accustomed to?
Well, it's been dramatic in many cities across the world, although it's not as polluted as it used to be decades ago. Here, we even see it quite markedly here in Los Angeles. I mean, it's got blue now.
That's amazing. I remember when I lived in Los Angeles a couple decades ago, the forecast was either hazy or not hazy. You just didn't know which type of day it was going to be. But the sky was never really ever the bright blue that I remember from different areas of the country.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's markedly cleaner than it was. I mean, I don't want to imply that, you know, it's perfectly pristine or anything here.
Yeah, that'll never happen.
But it is definitely much clearer. The visibility is much better than it has been. I mean, I grew up here as a boy, and I don't remember it being like this, you know, for such a long period of time. It really is a marked change.
How long will that type of thing last, Ed, as things start to return back to normal, do you think? Will it be like flipping a light switch, the people go back to work, and a week later, all of a sudden, all that good has kind of been undone?
Well, unfortunately, I think that's probably where we're headed. I think, you know, this sort of demonstrates to us what the possibilities are, for example, for telecommuting, how, you know, if those of us can stay out of our cars, how much cleaner we could make the environment around us. But I do think that as everybody jumps back in their car, as we start to get back to rush hour, and actual traffic, we're going to start to emit all this pollution, and pretty soon we'll be back to the same hazy days that we've seen all too often here in Los Angeles.
Is it just cars that are contributing to the lack of air pollution right now, or is there other factors that are contributing to why the air is cleaner?
No, there are definitely other factors. Cars amount for maybe 60% or 70% of the pollution, but we have a lot of manufacturing, a lot of chemical plants, refineries, very large ports in the country, seaports, and so because all the shipping, because all the manufacturing, these other pollutant sources certainly contribute as well.
Ed Avel from USC with Ann Raven. Ed, we all know that the best parts of the zombie movies and the apocalypse movies, right, is when the deer come back to the cities and the things start to become overgrown. I mean, I love that. Even though we can see the benefits for the planet with all the cars off the road and less flights, do you think that this actually puts the movement a couple of steps back? Because now people say to themselves, wow, staying home actually was miserable, and I don't necessarily want a lot of automation in my life. Do you think that sets us backwards on that?
Well, I think it's a possibility, but I actually like to think about it in the positive. That is, I think this sort of demonstrates to many of us, for example, that much of what we do can be done from home. There's no need for us to spend so many short one-way trips and so many multiple trips. I agree, everybody's getting a little cabin fever or being locked up for so long. Getting out, although that will return, I think that, you know, some of the benefits, I think, will be clear to some people, and I think we will see something of a change, I believe, in terms of some of the work habits.
I thank you so much for taking the time this morning. I mean, the upside is less pollution.
Yeah, well, thank you, and tell all your listeners to be safe and healthy and wear their masks and wash their hands.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Andy and James here from your next favorite podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do fun facts.
Yes, we do. James, give me a fact.
Did you know that there is an extinct bandicoot whose official scientific name is Crash Bandicoot?
Lovely. I didn't know that. Did you know, James, that Upper Egypt is technically below Lower Egypt?
Incredible. Absolutely amazing. I would love to hear more about that.
Well, all you have to do is go and listen to No Such Thing as a Fish.
Where will I find it?
Oh, all over.
Okay, bye.
Bye.